Psalm 75, Preface. Rich in long-suffering and patience, God has forbearance with sinners, giving them room for repentance. He makes His sun to rise over the evil and sends rain on the unjust, that, persuaded by His goodness, they might turn from their evil ways. For He is not willing that any should perish. On the other hand, as a true and faithful Father, He chastens His children, burdening them with the cross, and not unfrequently He suffers the cross to bear on them so long and so heavily that in anguish of heart they cry out, "How long, Lord, wilt Thou hide Thyself forever?" Psalm 89, verse 46. But though for a while it may appear as if the wicked were God's favorites and the pious under His displeasure, it does not always remain so. In due, that is, at the right and proper time, He punishes the wicked and exalts His own. Though a while it be delayed, He denies not His aid. Though it come not oft with speed, it will surely come at need. Hence, let us never prescribe to God when and where and how He must help us, for such presumption might stir up His anger. We should commit all to His wisdom and mercy, because He knows best what is for our good, and persevering in prayer, we should wait His time. On this, let us hear the 75th Psalm. The pious comforted, the wicked warned. To the chief musician, Al-Tashchith, a psalm or song of Asaph. Unto Thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto Thee do we give thanks, for that Thy name is near, Thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, "Deal not foolishly," and to the wicked, "Lift not up the horn." Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, and it is full of mixture, and He pours out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Summary. This psalm gives a note of warning to the proud and arrogant who depend on their riches, their wisdom, and power. They dwell without fear, as though they could never be moved, and presumptuously they say in their hearts, "With our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us?" Psalm 12, verse 4. In all ages, the company of those witnessing Christ's truth has been despised and often oppressed and persecuted with fire and sword by proud tyrants both in state and church. The ungodly and the false Christians act as if they alone had a right to rule on the earth, and the true disciples of Jesus must be as the filth of the earth and the offscouring of all things. But this psalm assures us that the judgments of God are coming, when the proud will be laid low and the wicked will be made to drink the cup of wrath. But in the day of wrath, God bears up the pillars of the earth, preserving the pious, for whose sake the earth is yet spared. He saved Lot from sinking Sodom, the believing Jews from the calamities of Jerusalem. When He spoils a land, He secretes His own in a pavilion. Prayer. Christ, Thou the champion of the band, who own the cross, O make Thy succor quickly known. The schemes of those who long our blood have sought, bring Thou to naught. Do Thou Thyself for us Thy children fight. Withstand the devil, quell his rage and might. whate'er assails thy members left below, do thou overthrow. Amen.